combining funds from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and the Veterans Affairs Supportive Housing Voucher Demonstration Project, AVCP, has enough money to pay for housing for 20 homeless vets. Now the job is finding vets in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta interested in having free housing completely paid for by the program. Catherine Cedars is the program manager at AVCP Housing.
So far we have, you know, we went to the homeless shelter and we got one from there. And then today, in 1 hour alone, I got at least four, just looking around town.
Cedars is focused on getting as many veterans to apply as possible. People, for instance, living in shelters, living with relatives, or just constantly moving from place to place with no place to call home. People like Ilya Salafi, a Bethel resident who has been homeless since his house burnt down several years ago.
You know, right now, wherever I lay my head is my home. And I'm very fortunate that I have a Marine brother and a childhood friend that's allowing me to stay, you know, I don't know for how long.
AVCP estimates there are 20 to 25 homeless veterans living in Bethel alone and up to 50 across the Delta. To sort through the veterans to find those that qualify for housing, Catherine Cedars is waiting for help from the Veterans Administration.
Right now, we are waiting for a case manager. The VA is hiring a VA for the Bethel region, and they're having a hard time filling it.
Meanwhile, Cedars is going to the Winter House Homeless Shelter and other places in town telling eligible candidates about the program. Right now, there is no deadline for applicants. For KYUK, I'm Christine Trudeau.